Recognizes the gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Huizinga, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate you being here as well. I'm going to try and move quick and express some opinions, but also have a couple of questions. And I too want to sort of log my caution on what we have been doing with our monetary policy and the easing that we've had. And there's been lots of discussion about this economy being very fragile. I've heard a number of my friends and colleagues over there, and why we, quote unquote, can't allow the across-the-board cuts to go in place. But it seems to me that no one's really commenting on the tax increases proposed by the White House. Or the increased regulation that we are seeing, whether it's through the EPA, certainly through Dodd-Frank, that this committee is dealing with, et cetera. As one of my business owners back home put it to me, he said, look, it's not like this one little piece, this one grain of sand is going to stop the machine. But when you start adding 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, and then you start pounding it in with a mallet, suddenly that little grain of sand does start grinding on that machine and it breaks it down. And I think that's exactly what we've seen with much of the regulation. But, in addition to that, we haven't even talked about the hit from the tax rate lapses, the so-called Bush/Obama tax rates that were there. And I'd like to see my friends have a greater conversation about that. I mean, at the time, Ernst & Young put out a study that letting tax rates for the wealthiest Americans lapse would cost about 700,000 jobs. Exact same numbers, basically. And I'm not trying to compare apples and oranges. I think, as one wise person said, we might be talking about apples, red apples versus green apples here. We've got to look at that side of the equation as we're moving forward. The long term, I want to talk a little bit about that, and I've got a specific question. On page 5, to quote your report today, however, the committee remains confident that it has the tools necessary to tighten monetary policy when the time comes to do so. And I know you've laid out 2015, 2016, that time frame. What exactly tools do you believe that you are going to employ to put that restraint back in place?
Well, we earlier discussed the exit sequence. So first, we can simply allow securities on our balance sheet to run off and not replace them as we currently are doing. Secondly, we have a number of tools that can be used to drain reserves from the system, such as reverse repos. Thirdly, we can raise interest rates even without reducing our balance sheet by raising the interest rate we pay on excess reserves, which will in turn trigger higher interest rates in money markets. And fourth and finally, and it's not the first resort, but eventually we can sell the securities back into the market in a slow, predictable way.
And this has not been done, though, I think, as we've talked about with Japan and others, correct? I mean, this is the theory of how we're going to do this.
Each of the elements is something that we've tested, that we've seen other countries use, so we think we understand right. It pretty well.
So the thing I did appreciate, you laid out three things that you wanted to have brought to light today, and interest rates won't be this low forever, was something I think we're not living with the reality of or the recognition of that. I'm curious. Because you talk about there, and I'm afraid that the headlines tomorrow are going to be Bernanke blasts across the board cuts, Bernanke calls for a stoppage of the across the board cuts. When I frankly, based on what I read and what I've heard of the testimony today, I think the headlines ought to be Bernanke calls for long term reforms, and there's. Just a denial in this town and so many ways about what's happening down in the future. And what would you say to those who say we can't or shouldn't reform these long-term programs?
I don't think we have any choice. I think I've tried throughout this discussion to always have two parts to the recommendation.
You're a good economist. On the other hand.
One hand on the other hand. I got a third hand here.
Yeah.
Too. With the idea being that we want to reduce somewhat the fiscal drag in 2013, and I didn't, I'm not speaking only about the sequester. I talked about all of the fiscal actions, which collectively are about 1.5 percentage points, according to the CBO. But here to recommend that we just kick the can indefinitely down the road. I think it's very important to address.
We've got about 10 seconds. So this is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security reform?
It's up. The specifics are up to Congress, but obviously the...
Well, those are our long-term drivers of that. So there you go, folks. The headline for tomorrow is Bernanke calls for long-term fixes.
Time of the gentleman.